Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Dave Hooker Show, represented by Banks and Jones, Tennessee's trial attorneys. Play to win, BanksJones.com.
The Dave Hooker Show.
A presentation of Off the Hook Sports.
Objective insight, expertise, top guest. Available on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and the Off the Hook Sports app.
Download now for free.
Also available on offthehooksports.com.
I compute and obey.
Now to Dave Hooker.
Ready.
Good morning to you and yours, or good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're watching on this Thursday, April the 25th. We've got a lot coming up on the program. What are the Vols looking for in their best possible home in the NFL? Several Tennessee players should be selected or at least have a home in the NFL. Louisville is just blowing up. Tyler Barron and Wesley Walker now need a home. Sounds like some NIL checks didn't cash. Should the Vols take them back? They even need them back. The Lady Vols add a transfer, which could be a big-time pickup. Tennessee needs a running back. They may have one on their roster in Cam Seldon, who was injured in spring practice, but we don't know that for sure. So we're going to take a look at some transfer targets in the transfer portal. Also, the Army-Navy game isn't going to have the same oomph that it had before, and we've got basketball balls are targeting a very good player named Chaz Lanier that we're going to tell you all about. Caleb, how are you, sir?
I am good, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm good, although a couple of people ripped me. I'm going to ask you in the message board. A couple of people said, look at the last couple of shows. They've been very good. This is the ones that you hosted and said, what's been the difference? And the difference was me. And I felt like it hurt my feelings and it was a personal attack, Caleb. So you did a great job hosting. Hopefully I don't drag us down.
Well, Dave, I think they were trolling you, obviously. I think, guys, I can tell you, hosting, I told Dave off the show, I have a lot more respect for everything he's having to deal with while hosting the show. It's a lot of work.
I'm blessed. Love the interaction with our guys here. And Smoky Mountain Red is there as well. He says he would offer them an eighth of what they made originally to be backups. That leads us into What the H and What the H. It's brought to you by our friends at BetUS. What the H is now. BetUS, by the way, they're absolute deal. It's unbelievable. 125% bonus. You can go ahead and deposit in there now. First three deposits plus 10% gambler's insurance. What the H?
What the? What was he thinking?
Release the hounds.
The Dave Hooker Show.
Keep cool.
A presentation of OffTheHookSports.com.
Wesley Walker, Tyler Barron don't have a home in Louisville. And this sounds like Louisville promised them cash up front that they weren't able to deliver on. It sounds like Jaden Rashada. I can't imagine any other reason you would enter the transfer portal so quickly. Now, maybe the facilities were that bad. Maybe the coaching was that bad. Maybe it was just such a poor team culture that you had to get out. But, boy, it sure sounds like NIL, doesn't it, Caleb, to make your flip decision in 2.5-3 months? Doesn't it sound like that?
It absolutely does. And by the way, there has been a barrage of players transferring out of Louisville. We talked about this 2 weeks ago, that they were writing NIL checks they can't cash. And the Tyler Barron one was very intriguing. So let's, because the reason these two players transferred are totally different. I think Wesley Walker, God bless him, I like him. I just felt bad for him because I do think he was nudged out the door by Heupel because Boo Carter was coming in and Heupel just wanted to, and was going after Jacoby Thomas. I think he just wanted better talent. But I don't think Wesley Walker is a bad player. Tyler Barron was chasing NIL money. He left Tennessee, if you remember, for Ole Miss. He went to Ole Miss for first. That's where he first committed. And then within a week of Ole Miss, he flipped to Louisville. Mm-hmm. So that makes it pretty clear Tyler Barron was just following the money. And Wesley Walker was transferred out, so he was looking where to go, and Louisville did offer him money, and he probably did take it. I don't blame him for that. He wasn't as NIL chasing as Tyler Barron was, though. Louisville, I don't know what they're doing up there. I don't know what their plan was. It almost seems like someone tried to directly sabotage them to promise all this NIL cash, and then they all leave. I don't know what was the goal? What did they, like, they had to know they didn't have the money, right?
No, I don't know. And let's base it under this. Maybe they didn't know, Caleb. I mean, a lot of times these collectives are so far separated from an athletic department. Maybe they didn't know, but let's jump to conclusions on a couple of things from Tennessee's perspective. A, they had the scholarship available, right? And B, they're not, Wesley Walker and Tyler Barron are not just terrible people. You wouldn't bring somebody that's a terrible person back into your university. But all that being said, from what I saw, Tennessee could use help in the secondary. And with the Jason Jenkins situation, they don't want him to get away. So they would like more help in their defensive front. Who wouldn't? I say bring them back if you have the space. I have zero problem with that. And it's brought to you by BetUS. Caleb, I want to get your take before I remind people the 125% bonus on the first three deposits. BetUS.
Favorite sportsbook and casino, live betting and racebook. We're celebrating 30 years with a historic offer, a 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits, plus 10% gambler's insurance. Get started today. BetUS, where the game begins.
Okay, would you take them back, Caleb, based off principle alone, not whether or not you have the spot? I'm assuming you have the spot and they're okay dudes. Would you take them back on principle alone?
I would take Wesley Walker back because I think Wesley Walker went to the portal because he was kind of nudged because he thought he was going to lose some playing time. And so I understand why he left. I would not take Tyler Barron back. I don't think the team would accept Tyler Barron back, Dave. I think that Tyler Barron clashed with Rodney Garner and the other defensive linemen didn't. Tyler Barron blatantly chased NIL money out of the portal and threw away a really potential great situation to play opposite James Pierce this upcoming year. And I think there's a level of understanding for Wesley Walker. I don't think anybody on the team has an ounce of respect for Tyler Barron. So I think if you take Tyler Barron back, you've really messed with the chemistry of the team at that point. And Tyler Barron did that to himself, by the way.
How many defensive ends look at the Tennessee position opposite James Pierce across the nation and say, man, I would absolutely love to have that position? Single coverage, throughout the entire season. That's what I'm going to get. And it's brought to you by Don Self. Don Self State Farm customer service still matters in the Chattanooga area. For over 40 years, they have built their customer service on taking care of their customers. And that's what it's all about. Greater Chattanooga area, call 423-396-2126. 423-396-2126 or go to donself.net, donself.net. Is there another defensive end in the country that wouldn't love to be a compliment to James Pierce right now? You're going to get single coverage the whole time. I mean, really, I didn't want to do this, but it revisits the decision by Tyler Barron to leave as being one of the dumber decisions that we have seen in the transfer portal era. Just grin and bear it. Get through a year under a great defensive line coach. Go play in the NFL, probably a fourth round pick. Be happy. Life is good. Why are you going to Louisville? It was bizarre at the time. It's still bizarre.
Yeah, it's absolutely weird. And it's really, so there's a lot to know about Tyler Barron, and it's some things stand out a little more than I thought. So Dave, I don't know if you remember going into the 2021 season, Josh Heupel's first year, Tyler Barron was the featured defensive end. Everybody thought he was going to be a star. And yes. Byron Young, a junior college transfer who walked onto junior college, took his job. You remember that well, don't you? And by the way, Byron Young couldn't even get into the program at first.
Yes.
And was a month late, and he took Tyler Barron's job away from him. To me, I'm not saying Byron Young's not talented, but for Byron Young to win the job like that, he had to really outwork Tyler Barron, right? Tyler Barron had to really not work hard if he was going to lose that job. Is that fair to say?
If you're going down the Tyler Barron has been outworked for the – if you're saying Tyler Barron has been outworked by a couple of guys, including Pierce, including Byron Young, including whoever, I'm not going to argue with you. I'd say that he's been outworked by 75% of the defensive ends that have been a part of the program since he's been around.
Yeah, I agree. What happened at the end of that year? He entered the transfer portal. Then he came back to Tennessee at the end of 2021. He was probably upset he lost his starting job, and somehow he decided to come back. I don't know what made him decide to come back. 2022, 2023, a couple of decent years playing opposite Byron Young and James Pierce, who wouldn't have good years with those. And then he goes in because of those decent years playing opposite better defensive ends, at least harder working defensive ends. He goes and chases some NIL cash. You and I know Lane Kiffin was willing to throw that NIL cash around to get Tyler Barron because he didn't care about character at all. And Louisville has just decided to write an NIL check it can't cash. So it was one of the all-time dumb moves. He was chasing money and he was tripping over nickels and throwing away millions in the process. And the truth of the matter was he didn't want to put in the work or mesh with the team the way he should have to stay with Tennessee. So with that in mind, I'm not taking him back. See, I look at Wesley Walker, and I don't know how you view Wesley Walker. I see that as a guy who I think maximized what he could do when he was at Tennessee. I know he struggled. I know the secondary was bad. But I'm not looking at Wesley.
I think that's – you've alluded to this. I think that's a guy that got a little hint. It could be a youth movement here of guys that are just more physically gifted than you.
Right.
I don't think Tyler Barron ever got any sort of hint.
No, he didn't, because guess what? Tyler Barron is really physically gifted. If Tyler Barron put in the work, he could be a Derek Barnett.
Yeah. A Barnett, yeah, that's fair. He's not Pierce, but he's that second tier of you work really, really hard, you could change your family tree financially forever. Today's tough question has to do with transfers, and Tennessee has a new hoops transfer in. Breaking news right here. Today's tough question. Get excited. Hit the like button. Do it now, because I'm telling you what, you're going to like where Tennessee is in recruiting. Today's tough question is now.
Today's tough question. Take a side.
Take a stand.
The Dave Hooker Show, a presentation of OffTheHookSports.com.
All right. So I'm going to sum this up. Today's tough question. Would you take a transfer back, all things being equal? Yay or nay? I believe you say yes, Caleb. People can vote on the YouTube channel, as I will say no. You're dead to me. That's the two choices you have. On our YouTube channel, you can vote on would you take a player that transferred elsewhere? Yes, it's business. No, you're dead to me. Caleb, I think I know that you would take guys back if it's business. Am I wrong in assessing where you stand on today's tough question?
For me, it's a case by case basis, and I would take a guy back if I thought he wouldn't hurt the chemistry. I think I would never take Tyler Barron. I would never take a guy back though that had a chemistry problem, left for more money, kind of gave the team the middle finger on the way out, and wanted to come back because I think Tennessee's good enough at edge rusher, and I think that they again I'd say you were more tight end than I am. I don't think they have any respect for Tyler Barron.
Yep, I've got no argument.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, speaking of transfers, that's today's tough question. It's brought to you by Boundless Moving. From the two-hour minimum to turnkey operations, they have you covered. I love Boundless Moving. Boundless Moving in East Tennessee and in the Charlotte area. Tennessee has a center that is moving into its basketball program. Breaking news, what can you tell me about the Vols roster that undergoes a complete overhaul? I guess that's the way we are in college basketball now. You go from 12, 15 players down to 6, back up to 12 to 15. Where's Tennessee now as they pull in a center that you would think would have a major impact immediately?
Yes, so it apparently happened Wednesday night, but the news didn't break until just as we were on the show. Felix Opara, Akpera, I believe is how you pronounce his name. I'm not entirely sure, but he is an Ohio State center. And he's a transfer center from Ohio State. He has committed to Tennessee. He played 2 years at Ohio State. He started 34 of 35 games this past year. He only averaged 6.5 points, but Dave, he also averaged 2.5 blocks a game. He averaged over six rebounds a game. He's 6'11", 220. He hailed from Link Academy, but initially he was born in Nigeria, and he played at Hamilton Heights Christian in Chattanooga, where he was teammates with Cameron Carr, who the coaches love. So
Hamilton Heights, he may have been teammates with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. No, I'm showing my age, but I think that was the same school. Was it Hamilton Heights or is it? Go ahead.
Well, wouldn't Shai Gilgeous-Alexander be a lot older than him?
Yes. Other than that, everything makes a lot of sense that I just said, but I didn't say that. All right. I was kind of hoping you would say, Dave, had a senior moment. So we're going to. It's Four Downs brought to you by Dynasty Pools and Spas because I want to talk about this young man. Let's hear more about him. Brought to you by Dynasty Pools and Spas. Their showroom in Athens is phenomenal. Then everything delivered to you. Dynasty Pools and Spas brings you Four Downs, talking to Tennessee basketball recruit.
Four Downs brought to you by Dynasty Spas, the most comfortable spas made in the United States of America, right here in East Tennessee. Drop in for the all-new showroom in Athens, Dynasty Spas, perfect for all four seasons. By all the hooks.
All right, Cooper Mays, what do people need to do to take part in Four Downs?
Cooper Mays here. Hit like and subscribe.
You haven't done that yet? We greatly appreciate it. Hit like and subscribe. First down, Coop.
Coop here. First down.
All right. Why is this center a significant pickup for Tennessee before we look at the remainder of the Vols class and prospects that they have a good eye on? Why is this young man so important transferring from Ohio State?
He gives Tennessee an interior presence that they need defensively. He is, I mean, it's exactly what the type of player Rick Barnes wants. He is going to be a force under the basket. He's athletic, so he can defend those bigs that can stretch the floor, which is a really big deal too. So he's the perfect type of defensive center for Tennessee. And he's raw, but he's going to play for a coach who probably develops raw talent better than anybody in all of college basketball.
Okay, second down, brought to you by Dynasty Pools and Spas.
Cooper Mays here, second down.
How much of this is in response to what Zach Edey was able to do against Tennessee? This is the type of guy that you would expect to be able to step in and at least slow down the two-time player of the year in college basketball, right?
Yes. I think a lot of it is just that they needed another player, another big, because Jonas Adu and Toby Awaka hit the portal, and so they were looking for another pig. They had been targeting a few, including Igor Milicic, but they wanted some 6'11 guy that could hold their own, and probably one that wouldn't defensively melt down and get scared the way Jonas Adu did against Zach Edey.
You're right. I don't think you're not going to face probably another Zach Edey that's like a once in a generation type of postman, but it would be nice if you could slow him down a little bit. By the way, somebody pointing out that Caleb is wearing a fishing shirt as I was fishing over the weekend with my wife, who caught 5 fish and I caught 0. So thank you, Caleb, for trolling me. So we had a trolling motor, but I didn't think Caleb was going to hit me on the way back. What down am I on now, Caleb?
Third down.
Tennessee center Cooper Mays here. Third down.
All right. The rest of Tennessee's prospects, I want to take a look at them and break them down. Chaz Lanier is one. As far as Tennessee in recruiting and where they are, what do you make of this basketball overhaul in terms of Tennessee's roster that made it to the Elite Eight last year?
I think they have repeated with Dalton Connect. They just got a new Dalton Connect in Darlington Dubar. That's what they're trying to do. I think with Felix Okpara, they're trying to get a new Jonas Adu. Chaz Lanier, he is from Nashville, and he is another elite scoring guard who could be a huge help with Santi Vescovi and Josiah Jordan-James gone, because he shot 44% from three last year and averaged 20 points a game, which is pretty darn impressive. So he brings more offense. So that's a big one. Do you want me to talk about their other targets, or are we just on Chaz Lanier for now?
Go for it. Stretch it out, and then I'm going to talk to you about some guys that are former Vols that committed elsewhere, and ask you, because I think it's pretty evident that Tennessee got better in their roster based off the guys you're going to break down for me now. Go ahead.
Yes. So this is – just so you know, I've tried to avoid talking about them because I was always worried that if we said something, it would be outdated. But so I will say, as of 10:20 a.m. on Thursday, April the 25th, barring any new commitment, Igor Milicic Jr. is their other major target. He's another 6'11 guy, but Davey, 6'11, and he shoots 37.6% from three. He stretches the floor like that. I still think they're going to go for him. I don't think it's a good thing if they got this new Ohio State center and they don't get Igor Milicic, because I'd rather have Igor Milicic, quite honestly. But if they get him and Igor Milicic, then at that point, and they can get Chaz Lanier, at that point, this roster is significantly better. They will have next year than the size advantage and the three-point shooting advantage. And don't count out the possibility that Toby Awaka still returns. So we're going to have to see how that all plays out. But they're not done in the portal. Gun to my head, the most likely pickup now for them would be Chaz Lanier, because he's another guard that they need, and he hails from Nashville. So I think they could go for him. But I think Igor Milicic is still on the table.
How big would Awaka's return be? Because I've heard that they're going to get him back.
It would be the least important of the three I named. I'll just tell you that. All due respect to Toby Awaka. I mean,
like Awaka's upside a little bit more than you. I think he's got cinder block feet right now, but if you can coach around that, Zach Edey had cinder block feet. I think
But what would you I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I think but when I say that I think he's got a bigger upside, my bigger upside is the Dennis Rodman type. So that don't pretend I'm trying to tell you that he's going to be a great scorer from the post or that he's going to be a three-point shooter or he's going to be any of that stuff. I'm just
So would you rather have Dennis Rodman or Dirk Nowitzki?
Oh, I'd much rather have Dirk Nowitzki. But like I think that a walk is I think that's a walk is avenue. Is a Dennis Rodman type, get a lot of rebounds, play a lot of good defense. So I would take a Waka back, wouldn't you?
I would, but sounds like I'd rather take Igor. I'm sorry?
But it sounds like you're close.
I'd rather take Igor Milicic back, or get Igor Milicic to commit. I mean, Dave, a 6'10 guy that hits, that goes 2 of 5 from 3 every game. You know how big of a deal that is? You know how much of an advantage that is? A guy who can shoot.
If I have to choose between the two, I'm taking Igor, but I would take both, wouldn't you?
I would take both back too. But I would take Chaz Lanier and Igor Milicic before I took Toby Waka back. But if they get all three guys, we can talk national championship for Tennessee basketball next year. If Darlingstone Dubar is the new Dalton Connect, and someone just brought up Cade Tyson has not committed yet anywhere, and Tennessee was targeting him before Darlingstone Dubar, they're not done. They could have a loaded team next year of real talent. And I told you guys earlier, the transfer portal era uniquely favors Rick Barnes because there are going to be mature players that have talent that want to be developed that will go to play for Rick Barnes because they have a chance to be developed. And they will buy – those type of players will buy into Rick Barnes immediately. Yep. So Dalton Connect's not one in a million.
I'm with you. Hit that like and subscribe button, and I'll tell you where Tennessee's outbound transfers decided to go, and I think you'll feel pretty good about the Vols roster moving forward. 60 seconds telling you about Dynasty Pools and Spas. Do me a favor. Make a note. Stop by Dynasty Pools and Spas. Mention Off the Hook Sports, $500 off. Take a look at their showroom in Athens, and then it'll all be delivered to your home. Be glad you did. Fourth down coming up. Tennessee didn't lose much. Stay tuned. You know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready. Because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. They're just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, Dynasty Pools and Spas, DynastyPoolsAndSpas.com. All right, Coop, what down?
All SEC center Cooper Mays here, fourth down.
All right, so Tennessee has lost a couple of players in the transfer portal in basketball, but much of a big deal. If you look at Freddie DeLeon, he is committed to Penn State, and then you have the young man, DJ Jefferson, he's committed to Longwood. Penn State was about a 500 program in conference. They were a 24-win team, I think. In my opinion, DeLeon took a step down. I don't think there's any question DJ Jefferson took a step down. So Tennessee's basketball team, other than that DK guy, who I'm not ready to anoint someone as being the next Dalton Connect. Other than that guy, Tennessee's roster appears to be trending towards getting better.
Yeah, I agree. And also mentally tougher, because I will say this much. I kind of get DJ Jefferson. Let's look at where they both transferred. Going to Longwood, that kind of gives the vibe of he may have been nudged out a bit by Rick Barnes, right? Like kind of got the message that he's not really going to play.
I thought from the get that he was nudged out.
Yeah, I agree. Freddie DeLeon going to Penn State, that's not being nudged out. That's I'm impatient. I wish I was starting more, so I'm going to go right now somewhere else. And very short-sighted move, Freddie DeLeon.
By the way, how does a nudge out from Rick Barnes sound? It probably sounds nicer than most. Like, I'm going to tell you, you can hang out next 5 years if you want, but I don't think you're going to play a lot. We'd love to have you. You're a great guy. Hang out. You know, you got friends. Yeah, but I don't think you're going to play. That's how Rick Barnes' nudge out goes. I don't think you're going to play now, but you can hang out.
Rick Barnes, and I've told you guys this, I think he's so zen-like in his faith that I think that, like, he's the guy that would honor a scholarship but tell you the truth at the same time. So you're right. He would tell you you're not going to play, but he said, if you want to stay and be a role player for 4 years, we will honor your scholarship. But
I want Rick Barnes to be like my dentist. Well, I'm telling you, I don't know if you've been I don't know if you've been flossing or not, but you got 8 cavities and that's not good. And we got to do better than that because 8 cavities is not going to get the job done, especially not at home.
Smoky Mountain Red actually gave the best way he said it. This is I just got to show it now. This is exactly what Rick Barnes said.
Oh, Smoky Mountain Red. I mean, I'm afraid about it. And I'm just afraid you're not going to play a lot if you hang out around here.
He probably prays on it together with his player. He says, let's pray on this together. Let's hold hands. Let's pray on this together. Like Rick Barnes, I firmly believe, I don't think he's had a glass of alcohol in about 5 years. Do you?
5 years? That's a teetotaler if I've ever seen it. Why don't you try like 15 years?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know if he's always been. I think Rick Barnes has always been religious, but I think he got more devout when I think his kid became a missionary. And so I think he got, you know, there's religious and then there's like uber religious. I think he got uber religious and he's very religious now. And so I think he's very zen-like in his approach to players. And I think he, because of that, did probably tell DJ Jefferson the truth. I do think this, though. I think this because you weren't on, Dave, but I don't know if you watched Rick Barnes' press conference last week, but he basically threw some serious shade on everybody who transferred out. And, you know, he basically is like, we're going to go for the guys who want to be here. And I think Rick Barnes basically, he's not going to baby you to the sense of if you're going to make a stupid decision to transfer out, he's going to let you make that stupid decision.
How much do you tolerate? I mean, these guys aren't negotiators at all. So when they come to you, it's gonna be rough around the edges. You would agree with that. If a guy comes to you and Awaka or whoever says, I think I should play more, or I think I deserve more NIL money, it's gonna be rough around the edges. Okay. How much do you tolerate? If Awaka comes in and says, I played what? 12 minutes.
Yeah, and he would have played more if he didn't foul all the time.
Okay, I played 12. Well, but he didn't do anything wrong. I can go ahead and tell you that in that conversation. Just for the sake of that conversation, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't foul too much. He wasn't put in the game enough, even though you and I know that's not the case. Okay, but he sits down and he says, I want to be in the game more. And then Rick Barnes says, well, we want to get you in the game more, but I mean, you're fouling too much. But he's not going to believe that. And he says, well, I want to go from 12 to 24 minutes. How much do you tolerate? How much do you give in these negotiations before you say, you know, I'm the coach and I'm giving you leverage over me if I promise you minutes or cash? I just don't think this would be down Rick Barnes' wheelhouse. And I think the wheelhouse, and Josh Heupel's doing it, and I've been told Rick Barnes is doing it, is call somebody else. You've got somebody else to take care of that.
Rick, well, I'd say the one difference is Josh Heupel may have some negotiation. I don't think Rick Barnes negotiates. I think Rick Barnes is like, no, Rick Barnes is like, I've been doing this for 50 years now. I know if you can play or not. You question me? You can question me all day. Go look somewhere else. I'm not going to fight for you. I think Rick Barnes is very much, he's not negotiating with these players.
I agree. I think you come in, you ask for $5 more or 30 more seconds of playing time, and he's like, well, there's the door. You know? I mean, he's like, exactly. He's fine with you going. I don't think he has any issue with it whatsoever. I think it could be Kevin Durant, and Kevin would be like, you know, I just wanted a little more. Maybe a second trip through the guy, the buffet that you have at the University of Tennessee, something. And you say, nope, that's it. I'm taking care of you. The Lady Vols with the big transfers. We talk about transferring. And this is not a Lady Vols program, Caleb, that was destitute by any stretch of the imagination. They made the NCAA tournament, but you're talking about a whole different style of play. So you want to get better talent-wise, but you also want to get different talent-wise. How big is this latest pickup for the Lady Vols?
So the Lady Vols, a few days after adding Alyssa Latham, who was a transfer, who transferred to them, she's a 6'1 athletic forward that they picked up, that they were able to pick up from Syracuse. They've now added another athletic forward, a 6'4 sophomore forward in Lazaria Spearman. Lazaria Spearman played a little over 18 minutes a game. She's honestly the female version. It's funny because she's the female version of Felix Akpara, who just transferred to Tennessee from Ohio State. She's a athletic center at 6'4 who isn't that finesse, just like Felix Akpara. She, I mean, she shot 45% from the free throw line this past year, which is bad. But she can really get out in transition. She can really push the tempo. And so she fulfills Kim Caldwell's goal of that. I think this is a good start for Kim Caldwell because this is what John Adams talked about last week. Her issue with wanting to run this style at Tennessee was you can't run it with your tallest player being 5'9 the way you can at Marshall. You need your tallest player to be 6'4 if you're going to run it at Tennessee. And you got to find 6'4 athletes. That's fine. You also have to find 6'4 athletes who can shoot, though. And she's added two players, Lazaria Spearman and Alyssa Latham, who aren't good shooters. So I don't know if, you know, you do have Tess Darby. You do have a couple other good shooters on the team. But you don't want it, – it's – you just lost to Mari Key and Caroline Striplin transferred, and we were talking about how this Lady Vols team wasn't built for Kim Caldwell's style. I guess they're more built with these tall players who are athletic, but Lazaria Spearman coming from Miami, she can't shoot. She's a liability on offense. And that's kind of a problem. Now, maybe back up. In transition, offensive liabilities aren't as big of a deal because you're running the break, so you oftentimes just have clear paths to the basket if you run transition well and play good defense. And maybe that's the goal with her.
Well, theoretically, but you better be able to play defense on the other side. I mean, When I hear somebody that wants to play up and down, I always think they better be able to play good on the ball defense, right?
Right. My best example, though, is sometimes the best offense is a good defense. And I know that's old school, but just going back to the 90s real quick with Scottie Pippen, you know, Dave, Scottie Pippen was a liability on half-court offensive sets. You couldn't really draw up a play for Scottie Pippen. But he was such a good on-ball defender that he generated so many turnovers that he scored a lot in transition and created a lot of easy buckets that way. So maybe Kim Caldwell saying, you know, maybe I won't have the 3-point shooting on this team I had at Marshall, but I can be so aggressive with my style, with my up-tempo style, that the players I bring in can generate easy offense by the level of transition that they're playing.
Okay. So if you want to vote in our poll question, I just changed that up, by the way, because I wanted to include this, by the way. Would you take a player that transferred elsewhere? No, you're dead to me. Gets 60% of the vote. Yes, it's business. Gets 40% of the vote. Kind of harsh wording by Caleb. He was the one that selected that. Who do you trust most in the transfer portal? Kim Caldwell, Rick Barnes, Josh Heupel. Let me ask you that question. Who do you trust most in the transfer portal before we get to Caldwell and some other ladies that she needs to bring in to her program? What do you think of those three? How would you rate them? Because Josh Heupel gets a lot more news because he's dealing with bigger numbers, but he's missed on some guys as well, right?
He's absolutely missed on some guys. In the transfer portal, I trust Rick Barnes the most, by far. I trust Rick Barnes more in the portal than I do trust Rick Barnes recruiting, interestingly enough.
Tell you what I want you to do. I want you to answer that very question, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Banks and Jones. Play to win, Banks and Jones, Tennessee's trial attorney. Well, it's because they're Tennessee's trial attorney. You can play to win with Banks and Jones because they'll go to trial. You've heard of other lawyers. They say they'll go to trial and fight for you. They won't. They just want to settle. That's the easiest way out. Well, that's not Banks & Jones, led by T. Scott Jones. They won't settle. They'll go to trial for you. Tennessee's trial attorney. They play to win. Truly, Tennessee's trial attorney when it comes to criminal defense or personal injury. Why settle? It's Banks & Jones. T. Scott Jones. BanksandJones.com. Okay, so out of the three, Chambers, Barnes, Heupel, you trust Barnes the most in the transfer portal. Why?
You mean Caldwell, Barnes, or Heupel?
Caldwell, excuse me.
Yes, I trust Barnes the most in the portal because I think Rick Barnes, I think, gets the type of players in the portal who are the type of players you want to play for your program. The type of players that are committing to Rick Barnes are really good players who see NBA potential, so they just want to be developed in a certain way, and they will buy in when they transfer to Tennessee. That's why, by the way, we're talking about Dalton Knecht. You notice Jordan Ganey hasn't transferred out. He's staying at Tennessee next year because he's buying in. He transferred to Tennessee this past year. I think that this era of the transfer portal, you're going to see players buying into what Rick Barnes is. The transfers Rick Barnes picks up buy into Rick Barnes' system. And I think Rick Barnes, the only reason he hasn't won a national title is because he has never had an experienced team full of players buying in, because he, to his own detriment, always tried to recruit one and dones to mix in, and one and dones never buy into what Rick Barnes is trying to do.
You know what's funny, and Kyle says I'm taking Barnes as well. What's interesting is you used to want what? A guy that was established in your program that was your leader, Al Wilson. Okay, let's go the easy way, right? You wanted Al Wilson. He had been there for 2 years. He was ready to lead you as a junior in 98. That would have been as a senior. So he'd been there for 3 years. He's willing to lead you as a senior in 98. We all know how that turned out. But really, in the transfer portal and basketball, you're almost better off to have a transfer. And we'll see if Caldwell is able to do this. You're almost better off just having that leader being someone that came in from elsewhere and says, I believe I came in from this pretty good school in Northern Colorado where I could have made the NCAA tournament, but I believe to come across the nation. Does Caldwell have that type of panache? I think we're going to find out. And I think with her latest pickup, you'd have to feel pretty optimistic about the direction she's in now, Caleb.
I agree. I think that Kim Caldwell is, I think right now she's just slowly building her roster, but I think she knows how she's putting it together, and I think she will find the leader. It's funny, the story, I just wanted to tell a quick story on this because you bring up the transfer that buys in. If you guys don't know, before he went to the NBA, Kevin Garnett was at South Carolina and mauled in South Carolina for 3 years. Got expelled from the school because of a fight that he wasn't even a part of. It was a really awful story. So he moved out of South Carolina to Chicago to go to Farragut Academy for his senior year. And the coach at the time, Wolf Nelson, was like, he immediately became the leader because what he said was, and Kevin Garnett's philosophy was, I don't come from other places to lose. I come from other places to win. And so,
yes, you don't make that move to be the same. Or to lose.
You don't. Especially. You don't. You make the move to win. And that Keenan Peely's doing that for Tennessee in football, I think. And you're right. I think Kim Caldwell will probably find that. Right now, she's finding young players that maybe just are more enticed by her style. I do think she might get one veteran, which would be really helpful.
This came up on the message board. Timothy asked, why does Adam Ives, I think he's referring to Adams, think coach is stupid? That is why he thought that question at the press conference. It was silly. Timothy, I want to clarify that he asked the question and loved the answer. He said, why will your system work here? And I thought it was a very good question. He got a great answer. She had a great answer. She had a confident answer. John, that wasn't any sort of conflict at all. John thought it was a great answer. I've talked to John about that. He joins us each and every Tuesday. We can talk to him more about it. But I thought that was well played by the journalist. By the interviewer or interviewee, I thought all the way around it was well played. And I think Tennessee's got a solid coach with the Lady Vols. Stay tuned. More after this. He's Caleb Calhoun. I'm Dave Hooker. Coming up, while you're why Joe Milton needs some help. He needs some help. He needs to get drafted by the right team. We're going to discuss that with Caleb Calhoun. I'm Dave Hooker, Off the Hook Sports NFL Draft tonight.
45th year, the second and third generations continue Joe Newbert's commitment.
His vision of what this business needed to be, we still try to live up to that. If we wouldn't put our family in it, we're not going to put their family in it. If you're going to say that you're doing the best work in Knoxville, now saying it's one thing, producing it and providing it's another.
The largest family-owned collision center in Knoxville is Joe Newbert Collision Center.
Hi, I'm Rick Terry, and we at Rick Terry Jewelry Designs pride ourselves in the highest quality craftsmanship from a family-owned business here in Knoxville for over 35 years. At Rick Terry Jewelry Designs, we also take pride in being an affordable option for all your game day accessories, especially those fire opals. At Rick Terry Jewelry Designs, we want to be your jeweler every day and especially on game day. Go Vols!
Hi, Mike Davis here with City Heating and Air, reminding you to always dare to compare. Our team provides quality local heating and air service, installation, and maintenance across East Tennessee. We use only the best equipment like American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning for your residential, new construction, or commercial needs. Honesty, dependability, and customer satisfaction have been the cornerstones of our business since 1961. City Heat and Air.
There's your bear.
Experience it all at Ray Varner Ford in Clinton. Need a quick fix or routine maintenance? Visit our Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. Keep your Ford running smoothly with the experts in our service department. Ready for your next Ford? Our sales team's here to guide you through. 24 Ford Badlands Bronco, 59,829. 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540. 24 Ford Explorer, XLT four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Varner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
The Dave Hooker Show, represented by Banks & Jones, Tennessee's trial attorney. Speech. Way to win, BanksJones.com.
Who's this guy?
Hello, wizard!
The Dave Hooker Show, a presentation of Off the Hook Sports.
What?
YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and the free Off the Hook Sports app. Back to Dave Hooker.
Easy Smoky Mountain Red. We got it covered for you. He's like, oh, bleep, the draft is tonight. It is tonight because they stretched it out to a Thursday. I used to be that guy that would, I was like a young 12-year-old Dave Hooker that would sit in front of his television at noon on Saturday and watch for 12 hours, which I was a complete nerd. You asking on the message board who goes first, Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels. It's going to be Caleb Williams. There's no question about it, but I like Jaden Daniels a little bit more, and I say that because I want to give Caleb a lot of credit. He was ahead of the Jalen Daniels train when I was just kind of like, oh, he seems like a running quarterback, and he seems like a running quarterback that won the Heisman. Who would you take first if you had the overall number one pick and needed the quarterback?
I mean, I got to be honest. I think this quarterback class is so severely overrated for the NFL.
I think my guy Drake May, I was watching him the other day. I think my guy Drake May is overrated, and he's my guy.
Same with me. I think Drake May's the best one, but I think Caleb Williams is everything wrong with Aaron Rodgers on steroids, which is holding the ball way too long to try to make a play, and that's not going to translate to the NFL. I think Jaden Daniels is a winner and a true – I think Jaden Daniels, if he went to a team like Baltimore, and I don't know – he could do well with the right coach because I think someone could tailor his skill set. So with that, I'd probably go Jaden Daniels. I think I'd go Jaden Daniels is the guy I would probably take number one, but I'm just – I think next year's class is better than this year's class. Michael Penix is also, I think, not that good. So
actually, like Penix, maybe is – he's probably second to May. In my opinion, but you know, I always like a good Penix. Quality Tire Pro, the Epperly family has been serving Chattanooga and their community since 1957. All major brands of tires, full service, automotive, brake alignments, oil changes, and more. All work is covered by a nationwide warranty. Cherokee Boulevard, right there downtown, online at Quality Tire Pro. Step in and say Off the Hook Sports said. To say, hey, Bo, we greatly appreciate that. So
Yes, I did say that, and I apologize for that. What hooker doesn't like good Penix?
Hey now.
All right. What do these guys need? What does Joe Milton need to succeed in the NFL?
Hey now.
All right, what does he need?
What do you mean, what does he need? Where does he need? What skills does he need?
No. What kind of team does he need to draft him? He needs a program that's going to be willing, and needs a franchise to be willing to let him grow, be that third quarterback. What do you think of Joe Milton and his draft prospectus?
I think Joe Milton should obviously be drafted by the Bears in the first round, and they should build their team around him. Okay, I'm kidding, guys. To be fair, I don't think Joe Milton, I'm low on him. I don't think he could be much worse than Justin Fields, though, because I think Justin Fields is horrible, too. But I am going to say I think a good place for Joe Milton, if you're going to take this chance, would actually be the Saints. Okay. New Orleans. Sorry.
The Saints, interesting. Basically, you and I are coming at it from two different directions. We're talking about turning him into a pocket passer. I'm going to flip it and say he accepts being a runner and he's a backup for like the Eagles or the Ravens because he has mobility. Now, that's a huge leap of faith by me to say that he's going to accept being a runner because he might not. But you need to accept the best jewelry design, Rick Terry Jewelry Design. They want to be your jeweler looking for affordable game day jewelry. The Fire Opals, the Tennessee tradition. Go to rickterryjewelry.com, rickterryjewelry.com. He didn't look like he was comfortable as a runner. Do you think he would accept that? Because you mentioned the Ravens as one of those types of teams. Well, you're talking about those types of teams that rely on RPO and a mobile quarterback designed runs. I think there's about, what, three or four of those teams right now. Joe Milton could be on the front end of something. Because in 3 or 4 years, I think there's going to be 8 or 9 of those type of teams. So he could,
well, that's what
I'll play the optimist. He could be on the front end of something.
Well, that's why I actually said the Saints, because I think the Saints, one, they need, you know, they're in influx with quarterbacks right now, and Joe Milton could develop for a couple of years. And also their new offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak, is he had just spent time working with Brock Purdy. He's going to coach under Dennis Allen, who had worked with Sean Payton. And Sean Payton, if anybody knows how to work with gunslingers, it's Sean Payton. Now, sure. As I speak out of turn, I say that gunslingers is big arm, but also thinking quick. So I'm going to nix the Saints, actually. And I'm going to go with the Bills, as I'm saying this out loud, because I think the Bills is the place for him to go, because Sean McDermott showed what he could do with Josh Allen, who I don't think I don't think Josh Allen processes quickly, Dave, honestly. But I think
that's a good comparison. And by nature, when you're in Buffalo, you're going to run longer passing trees. You're going to have a strong arm that can drive the ball through the wind. I actually think that's the best fit out of all the NFL teams that you could throw out there, because I don't think there's any pressure to start. I think his skill set fits well in that market. I think you'd have trouble coming up with a better team that he'd be a better fit for. And he could sit for a couple of years and see what happens when Josh Allen's contract comes up. Who knows? I think he's their long-term answer, but things change really quickly. Things can change quickly with the Hemp House in a good way. The premier hemp dispensary online with a wide variety, great selection, and strict standards to ensure you only receive the best in CBD or Delta products. Hemp House Chat with 2Ts.com. Hemp House Chat with 2Ts.com. Use the promo code HOOKED. That's HOOKED for 10% off. Now, aside from that, I believe we talked about the quarterback first, but we both believe that the running back, Jalen Wright, is the best prospect that Tennessee is going to put on the NFL draft board, right? How good can he be? I think he can be a 2-time All-Pro, a 4 to 5 year, I'm not going to say All-Pro, 4 to 5 year Pro Bowler. I think he can be that good. I think it depends on being in the right system, and running back is always difficult to project, Caleb.
I agree, and I'm really kind of struggling with where Jalen Wright should go, because I think he could just fit in a lot of places, but where I'm leaning actually is the Raiders. You know, I think the Raiders have a good bit of potential as a team, and I think that Jalen Wright, he's... You know this, Dave. A lot of teams that are just short
all they got to do is draft a good running back, plug him in, and then they could immediately be an impact team. And I think that Jalen Wright would fit well there because they could plug him in. He could start immediately, be the feature back, get a lot of yards. I thought maybe Baltimore. Could you imagine him complimenting Derrick Henry in Baltimore?
Yeah, very good.
It'd be very good. But I think they like, I think Baltimore's going to stick with Keaton Mitchell, that little scat back who's going to compliment Henry with Lamar Jackson. So I think the Raiders actually would be a very good spot for him because they do need, again, Las Vegas is just a couple of pieces short. And when you're a couple of pieces short and the running back is there, that's perfect. But
I think, yeah. I think Kyle's right. Kyle's in the message board saying, I hear the Cowboys want Jalen Wright. I think so too. They let Tony Pollard go, who last year was supposed to be his big year of ascension with Ezekiel Elliott gone. That didn't happen. They're suddenly, you would think, a running back away from being a pretty good offense. Don't be surprised if Jalen Wright ends up in Dallas. I think the Cowboys would be perfect, and I hate that for Jalen Wright because the Cowboys are never perfect, and they run things poorly, and he'll never win anything there. But not that I have any personal thoughts.
But he'll get paid by Jerry Jones.
Yeah, but he'll still get paid. But it's all slotted now. You don't get to pay guys extra. All right, so Kamal Haddon, I just think he needs that. Find himself in a amongst a team that does need some special teams play, because I think he's going to have to make his way on special teams to start. Now, the guy that I really do like is McCallum Castles. I think McCallum Castles is going to be one of the stories of the draft. I think he's going to slip up to possibly the fourth round after not getting invited to the NFL Combine. I think he's going to be really, really good. I want to see what happens with Jacob Warren. Again, I think there's a special teams need there. But watch for Castles to be a big-time surprise. Somebody told me within the University of Tennessee's football program yesterday, he's one of the best upside athletes that he's been around. I don't know how that kind of went under the radar for the longest time, but it did. So watch for McCallum Castles to be a story in the NFL draft.
So I'm going to get to both. I'm going to talk both of them first. I'm actually going to start with Kamal Haddon. Dave, that's who the Cowboys would be a best fit for.
It would be. It would actually, I mean, that would be a very good fit. Yes,
it would. Him playing opposite Trayvon Diggs would do well. Cause I think, oh, look, I think Trayvon Diggs is overrated. I don't know what you think about Trayvon Diggs. But
I go back and forth, gives up the most. I mean, gives up the most interceptions.
The most yards and gets the most interceptions.
Yeah. The most touchdowns, has the most interceptions. I guess it depends which down you caught me on.
Yeah, exactly. I think a guy like Kamal Haddon could help with that on the other side a lot. So I actually think that Kamal, that'd be a great fit for Kamal. Now for McCallum Castles, my team for McCallum Castles, I'd love to see him in San Francisco because that offense, that Kyle Shanahan offense with Brock Purdy, the work the ball down the field. I mean, oh my gosh, McCallum Castles as a tight end is so perfect for that, isn't he?
But is he going to be like your power tight end with Kittles? Is that the plan?
I think you could run both sets. Kind of what the Patriots used to do with Charlie Weiss.
Okay. That's kind of out of left field, but I like it. You know, sometimes you're out of left field. It's kind of strike me upside the head like a 2x4 in Tommy Boy. But other times, that's a pretty good one. So I like that one out of left field. That's good stuff. McCallum.
Yeah, this is not. So what you're saying is this is not a Barry Bonds throw in the NLCS out of left field. I'm sorry. I'm trolling Barry Bonds because that was, remember the horrible throw he made when the Braves scored the winning run against the Pirates in 92? Yeah, this isn't a Barry Bonds throw out of left field. This is an Andrew Jones throw from center field.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so coming up, the Army
Navy. Wait, a couple more real quick. Just got to add.
Yes,
Ramel Keaton and Jabari Small. Do you think either of them have NFL futures?
I'm afraid Jabari Small isn't fast enough. I don't see an NFL future on the other end as well. You?
I don't see one for Jabari Small. I think if he's going to go somewhere, it should be probably the Ravens because they know how to work with a good rushing offense. He could be like a third option. They could run the old T formation. But
our T action straight from Tennessee. Then, love it.
And then Ramel Keaton. I think Ramel Keaton does have a future. It just depends on where he goes. I think Ramel Keaton could work with the Packers. Jordan Love developing as a quarterback, Packers could use a possession receiver.
Stay tuned. In a few minutes, the Army-Navy game takes a back seat. Latest on Tennessee football recruiting as well. He's Caleb Calhoun. I'm Dave Hooker. This is a presentation of Off the Hook Sports.
Bronco, 59,829. 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540. 24 Ford Explorer, XLT four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Varner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
Sports Treasures in North Knoxville is one of the South's largest sports cards and memorabilia dealers, featuring over 10 million sports cards from vintage to modern. Sports Treasures carries a full line of hobby boxes, singles, autographed memorabilia, Tennessee Vol collectibles, fan cave decorations, and so much more. See a museum full of collectibles at Sports Treasures, 4819 North Broadway in Fountain City, and Sports Treasures on Facebook. Sports Treasures, where the real sports fan goes to shop.
Have you seen the latest TriStar Hats Co. product?
TriStar Hats Co.? What's that?
You know, those really cool hats, shirts, tumblers, and even license plates with three stars like the official Tennessee flag and stripes like the American flag. Pretty patriotic, if you ask me.
Ah, gotcha. Seen those. Those are cool. Where can I get them?
Simple. TriStarHatsCo.com. And if you order now, there's 10% on any order $50 or more. Plus, use the promo code HOOKED.
With the promo code HOOKED, you get 10% off. That's HOOKED.
And don't forget free shipping with any order over $50. Stock up at TriStarHatsCo.com. That's TriStarHatsCo.com. There are plenty of wannabes out there, so make sure you go to TriStarHatsCo.com for the best quality and customer service.
Will do, and I'll be sure to use the promo code HOOKED. That's HOOKED when I do, to save an additional 10% off. TriStarHatsCo.com.
TriStar Hats Co. is a trademark of TriStar Hats Co. LLC. Any use without express written consent is prohibited.
Now in its 45th year, the second and third generations continue Joe Neubert's commitment.
His vision of what this business needed to be, we still try to live up to that.
Joe Neubert Collision Center.
How about now?
Yeah, okay. We're okay now. Sorry.
All right. So here we go. That was my fault. All right. So anyway, you can be a part of Hooker's Corner. You see it on the page right there. I'm going to put the link in. So far to this point, we have had all kinds of fantastic, breaking, huge, monstrous news. Well, we've had great prizes, and we've been able to give away a Brew McCoy autographed mini helmet that goes out today. Also, it'll be a John Henderson autographed helmet, Tennessee helmet, that will go out. His big autograph signing is 5-7, and that is at our good friends Sports Treasures in North Knoxville. John Henderson, mean guy. One of the guys, though, that looks mean, that is actually nice. But you think mean, but he's not. He's one of the nicest guys you've ever met. I promise you that. Sports Treasures, carrying over 5 million Sports Treasures and so much more. Follow on Facebook for the best sports memorabilia daily update, Sports Treasures TN, Sports Treasures TN. And it turns out, if you can get a Jaden Rashada Arizona State autographed piece of memorabilia at Sports Treasures, it's probably worth something. Why? Rashada, who was going to be a Gator, who decided to go out west, is now coming back east, and he will be a Georgia Bulldog. Your thoughts on Jaden Rashada going from Gator to now out west to now Georgia? Jaden Rashada has committed to the University of Georgia after being a Florida commit, and their NIL went crazy. Caleb, what do you make of Rashada being back in the SEC after going out west to Arizona?
Arizona State, yes. Jaden Rashada had decommitted from Florida because Florida couldn't afford to pay him, but they promised the NIL. Then went to Arizona State for a year. Now he's at Georgia. I have a lot of thoughts on this because this, Dave, is very weird to me. And I'm going to tell you why it's very weird. Georgia has what we might call the NIL discount, right? Where players are committing to play for Kirby Smart for less. So they're not, Georgia's not outbidding people for backups in the NIL market. Is that fair to say? They're not throwing all that money at players.
Fair. I think they're probably the one program out there in football that I think that they're closest to being able to offer the Nick Saban discount.
Right. So I think the big thing for Jaden Rashada and Georgia is the reason it stands out to me is they're not offering money per se. They're not offering money per se. They're offering something else. And Georgia has Carson Beck. They have Carson Beck. They also have Gunnar Stockton as their backup quarterback. Why would Jaden Rashada commit there if they're not offering him a lot of money and he would be the third string quarterback there, have to compete for the second string quarterback job? This tells me that Georgia's not very high on Gunnar Stockton.
Well, it tells me they don't think Stockton can play, period.
Yeah, exactly. It also tells me that Jaden Rashada is not some NIL diva that we all thought he was. He's mentally tougher than we thought. He's willing to go compete for a starting job to play it. He's willing to go compete to play at Georgia without the NIL money. Quarterback with that type of mentality.
Well, no. Wait. Carson Beck's just showing off a Lamborghini. It's not act like there's no NIL Carson money. Beck
earned that Lamborghini with his play. He didn't get that Lamborghini before he started. There is a Georgia football is you're getting your NIL money after you prove yourself because they're so loaded with talent.
Okay, but you don't think Kirby Smart could look at this Stockton kid and say he can't play. Let's go out and get a quarterback. And the Jaden Rashada guy is perfect because he got burned by Florida. He wants to come back. He wants to play in the SEC. Go get him. He could make that happen.
Yes. I agree. I guess what I'm saying is that it's interesting that Rashada committed because I guarantee you he probably got better NIL offers elsewhere. And he chose Georgia. He wanted the competition at Georgia. And I'm saying that kind of stands out to me. And I think, one, this is such a hilarious snub to Florida for Georgia fans. But the other part is I think this is scary for the SEC. Georgia is loaded as is. Now they're not going to have any issues at quarterback going forward. And I think Jaden is I think Georgia now has multiple options at quarterback after Carson Beck. Don't be surprised, Dave, if Jaden Rashada moves his way say Carson Beck gets hurt next year for whatever reason. I think Rashada might start over Gunnar Stockton now in 2023 or 2024, excuse me, if that happened.
I will go ahead and tell you, if both healthy, there is no way Jaden Rashada does not start above Stockton.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So
they did not go get Rashada to back up Stockton or fill up the Gatorade containers.
And how weird is that? We've talked about this in
it's going to happen, Caleb. If you want to tie it in to get it local, it's going to happen to a Merklinger or a McIntyre. Just do the numbers. Only one guy can play at a time. Only one quarterback can play at a time.
But that's where I met. Georgia is going to have three scholarship quarterbacks on their roster that are quarterbacks many college teams would like to build around. You usually only get two of those guys. And Georgia has three, which is crazy. We just talked about the SEC quarterback rooms yesterday, and we thought Georgia might be number one. And now they just added Jaden Rashada.
Yeah, I mean, and what, here's the way you handle Stockton. It's perfect. Give Kirby Smart a lot of credit. You don't want to give him credit. I understand that. But give Stockton an awful lot of credit. I'm sorry, give Smart an awful lot of credit for going to Stockton. He knows that he can't get. Why is Jaden Rashada perfect? Because he knows he can't get an SEC quarterback in the transfer portal, the spring transfer portal. That's against SEC rules. So he goes and gets a guy that's SEC worthy, and that's pretty darn smart. The question is, are we underselling Kirby Smart when it comes to the transfer portal? Your thoughts, Caleb, brought to you by Ray Varner Ford.
Go 59829, 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28540, 24 Ford Explorer, XLT, four-wheel drive, 49996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Varner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
Tell me I'm wrong, Caleb.
No, you're absolutely right. Kirby Smart is being very much underestimated in the transfer portal and just as a recruiter in general. This era is not the era where it's in this era of the transfer portal in NIL, Kirby Smart has players taking NIL discounts to compete for a backup job. That is incredible. I get Georgia's won two national championships in a row, but we said that the Nick Saban era of building a factory, remember Dave, we said that wouldn't happen anymore in the age of NIL and the transfer portal. And Kirby Smart literally is doing that right now still. It hasn't fazed him at all. And this is very, Jaden Rashada is a proxy, or that is a microcosm of just how scary it is of what Georgia is able to do. They're able to get kids to take NIL discounts to be backups for Kirby Smart. That is scary. I didn't think that would be possible. So if they can do it with Jaden Rashada, they can do it at so many other positions. And again, Jaden Rashada, this speaks to his mental toughness. He wants the SEC competition. He wants the competition to start. He's not running from it, and he's also willing to sit behind Carson Beck.
And then our poll question, who do you trust most in the transfer portal? Does it tie in here? It absolutely does. Kim Caldwell, Lady Vols head coach, gets 15% of the vote. Rick Barnes, basketball coach, gets 56% of the vote. Josh Heupel, football coach, gets 29% of the vote. So are you telling me, based off the two analytics that you're giving me, is that Kirby Smart is smart because he's able to go get a top-flight SEC-like quarterback without the restrictions of transferring during the spring portal, so he's smarter than we think, and Josh Heupel is not as smart as Rick Barnes in the transfer portal? Is this going to be modus operandum? Did I say that right? Is this going to be the regular run of things in which Kirby Smart best Josh Heupel in the transfer portal? Is he a better transfer portal coach, Kirby Smart, than Josh Heupel?
I think Josh Heupel, yes, but because of who Georgia is. See, the thing is, Josh Heupel has to evaluate talent a little more than Kirby Smart, because Kirby Smart doesn't have to evaluate anything at Georgia. He can just get the best guys. Josh Heupel,
but he built that. You're selling him short, aren't you?
He built that. He didn't build that in the portal. He built that through recruiting.
Right. But he built it.
Yes, he did build it through recruiting. Now he's got Georgia. So he deserves that credit. Josh Heupel, I don't think it's possible to ever build that level at Tennessee. I've talked about that in the past. I thought Georgia, LSU, and Ohio State are the only places that it's possible to do that. And Kirby Smart did it, and that's fine. I think Josh Heupel has to evaluate a little more, and he's not the best talent evaluator. Okay, and so I think he gets a little more desperate.
I'm just going to ask the question right now on our YouTube page, and I want people to vote. Who is the better transfer portal coach? Is it Kirby Smart or Josh Heupel? Because you can give Kirby Smart a lot of things. You can say he's the better defensive coach. You can say he's the better high school recruiter. You can say he's the more proven program builder. You can go on and on and on. But the great equalizer was supposed to be NIL and was supposed to be the transfer portal. So if Josh Heupel isn't a better transfer portal coach and NIL coach than Kirby Smart, then how do you ever catch him?
Oh, you're never catching Kirby Smart. That you can't catch Kirby Smart at Georgia.
That's a very defeatist attitude. If you can't catch Kirby Smart, then what are we all doing this for?
Well, Dave, we've talked about this before. Better jobs. Georgia is a permanently better job than Tennessee. It just is. Tennessee fans don't want to hear that from me. It is.
You would have said, though, that Duke was a better job than Gonzaga in men's basketball. And now it's at least debatable.
Basketball's not the same. Basketball is 100% a reflection of the head coach, wherever they are at the time.
Why is one sport different, though, Caleb?
Because basketball, there's so much talent, and you only need 5 to 10 players on a roster. Football, you need 70 to 100. It's going to depend a lot more on the talent in your region. You can't just go pick out 70 to 100 players across the country. Okay. Georgia is loaded with talent in Atlanta. That doesn't mean Tennessee can't ever beat Georgia. Tennessee can beat Georgia, and Tennessee at times can be a better program than Georgia. But I've said this. If you had AI head coaches at every school, and they made all the best decisions at every school, Georgia would permanently be a top 3 school, and Tennessee would permanently probably be about a top 10 to 12 school.
Okay. Sounds like to me, you're saying that unless Georgia hires a Donnan or a Doff, that there's no way that Tennessee can ever compete with Georgia on a regular basis. I think that is incredibly defeatist. And I'm going to tell you why after I tell you about Apex Apparel Group Design. Apex Apparel Group Design, with your business, 15% off your first order if you tell them Off the Hook Sports send you. And it's call Tyler at 865-919-3001, yourapexapparelgroup.com, yourapexapparelgroup.com, or go to orderapexapparelgroup.com right down below. Call Tyler at 865-919-3001, 865-919-3001. So you can just never catch Georgia if they have a great coach. Would you have said that about Nick Saban when he's 2 championships deep? Caleb Calhoun, you just can't catch Nick Saban, because it sure seemed like Tennessee was about to catch Nick Saban in 2009 when they almost upset him at home, if not for Terrence Cody. It sure seemed like Tennessee was going to be able to play with Alabama for the foreseeable future. Now we all know what happened, but if Lane Kiffin stays at Tennessee, are they not winning some football games against Alabama in that streak? Is Josh Heupel not that type of coach that can upset a Kirby Smart from time to time?
No, he can. I never said he can't. He absolutely can, but Georgia's a permanently better job. Put it this way, Michigan's won 3 straight against Ohio State, but Dave, Ohio State is a permanently better place to coach than Michigan. It's a permanently better job than Michigan. Always will be. And by the way, Nick Saban was a rare breed, because Georgia's a permanently better job than Alabama. But yes, when you get a coach like Nick Saban, that's the great equalizer. But Dave, how often is there a home run hire on his face the minute he's hired, the way Alabama got with Nick Saban in 2007? That never happens, right? You hired a national. It's Nick Saban and Urban Meyer, and maybe if a school now hired Jim Harbaugh, that's the only time where they could be a great equalizer against a school that's a permanently better job. Georgia's a permanently better job than Tennessee right now. That does not mean Tennessee can't beat Georgia and upset them from time to time. It also doesn't mean, by the way, that, look, Kirby Smart, we're underselling. Things could come undone with Kirby Smart. Credit to him for getting Jaden Rashada. There is a discipline issue at Georgia right now, and that can undo a program really, really fast, can it not? And so, because in 2001, Tennessee was one of the top 5 jobs in America, and Fulmer was in one of the top 5 positions in America, and he let the discipline run amok, and that caused serious problems going down the road. And it's why Mark Richt was able to start to wall off the state of Georgia a lot more. And we don't know what's going to happen long term, but right now, yeah, Georgia's a permanently better job. And I think that all things being equal, it's a better job. That doesn't mean things can change. I think what stands out about this is just too, I keep going back to it. You've covered a lot of quarterbacks that have come. You've covered a lot of quarterback competitions, Dave. People are typically the mentally tougher quarterbacks are the ones who go to commit where they know they're going to have to compete for the job, right? That it's not promised to them.
Yes. I go by the Peyton Manning rule. The Peyton Manning rule, you may or may not know this. He wouldn't go to a school that had a quarterback committed the year before him, but he was fine with competing with five other quarterbacks the year of him. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Which is why I go by the other side of that is the Brian Brohm rule. Brian Brohm, remember, was looking at Tennessee, and then they got Brent Schaefer and Eric Gaines, and he said, I don't want to compete, so he went to Louisville, and that's why he never made anything of himself, because he was mentally weak. And all due respect to Jeff Brohm, who is now coaching, obviously, at Louisville, but yes, I think that's why he ended up going to Louisville. Whatever you want to say about Eric Gaines and Brent Schaefer had some head case issues, but he was mentally tough. Is that fair to say? He was confident. He was just a head case.
Confident when times are going good. I think you see, like, if somebody's truly confident when times go bad, and times went bad, and when they went bad, they spiraled out of control. So I couldn't call him fundamentally sound. Is that the best way of putting it?
Fair enough. I just respected him for the fact that he willingly committed to Tennessee when Eric Gaines was coming too, and he didn't mind competing for the job.
I think that was strong. I think there are times that guys don't even know who else is committed, though. Okay. I mean, I think you and I, there are times we know the class better than some other guys. I've asked, now, not quarterbacks, I'll give you that, but I've asked defensive linemen, what about this defensive line class? I'm like, who else is committed? By the way, Tennessee's pretty proud. They've already got an announcement out. The Vols welcome Ohio State transfer Felix Okpara. University of Tennessee head men's basketball coach Rick Barnes announced Thursday the signing of forward Felix Okpara, a transfer from Ohio State. They're quick to get that out. One of the nation's premier rim protectors, Okpara will join the Volunteers in 2024-2025 with 2 years of college remaining. How big is that, especially after the Vols wanted Dalton Kinect back so badly for one more year, and who wouldn't? The fact that Okpara has 2 years remaining, is that a big factor, or is he going to the NBA after year one anyway?
No, it's a big factor. He's not going to the NBA after 1 year. He's got a lot of developing to do. If he does, I think this is another – Rick Barnes is like, fine, if Jonas Adu is not mentally tough to take some heat on Twitter and still be developed by me, I'll go get another guy who is of his profile and I can develop him. And
I do find it interesting. Do you find it interesting that Tennessee's quick to get a release out about it? I feel like they want that known. They don't want this to be something that's just speculated on. They want this to be news, and this hits, and I think it certainly helps, right?
Yeah, it absolutely helps. I think the fact that they would get this out now, they had this in the works for a couple of days, I think. And yep. I think again, Rick Barnes knows who he's going after in the transfer portal more than he does on the recruiting trail.
All right. I got problems with the devaluing of what I think is a very, very special thing, and that is the Army-Navy game. It's not going to be considered in college football playoff selection. Now, 99 times out of 100, that's not going to be a factor. But it could be a factor 1 year. And in that year, it would be very embarrassing for the Army-Navy game to be some sort of factor in a 12 or 16-game playoff and that game not be considered as a factor in the college football playoff selection. What can you tell us about that? Basically, it comes down to timing and scheduling, right?
Yes, the 12-team college football playoff has to start at the latest the third week of December, and conference championship games are the first weekend of December. The Army-Navy game basically refused to move their date on that second weekend of December because they wanted to be the only game in town.
Sure.
And the college football playoff has made it clear that they want the selection process still done after conference championship weekend. So the college football playoff,
particularly like that they're on their own, but you can at least understand their stance that they're not going to give it up, right?
Yeah. I get why they want to keep it on that day. I understand the business side of it, and for them, it's not stupid because they're probably making a calculation. We get way more value out of this than a potential college football playoff appearance that we're not going to get 99 out of 100 times anyway.
Right. And so it's 1 in 100. You make this incredible run, and you're – it would be even more special than like a Cincinnati making a run or a TCU because it would be one of the armed services. But, again, we're talking about 1 in 100 at best.
I agree. Now, you want a funny story about this, Dave, that makes this come full circle?
Uh-oh.
You ready for this?
Uh-oh. This is where Caleb gets smart on me, and it always scares me. Caleb's insights are brought to you by our good friend at Joe Newbert Collision Center.
45th year, the second and third generations continue Joe Newbert's commitment.
His vision of what this business needed to be, we still try to live up to that.
Joe Newbert Collision Center.
Ah, what do you got? I'm scared. Are we going crazy, Caleb, or cool, concise, insightful, Caleb? All right, here we go.
History lesson. It was 1950. The year was 1950. And Tennessee beat, who had one loss, finished, beat number 3 ranked Kentucky at the end of the year. Army finished number 2. The final polls came out before Army played Navy. Army lost to Navy after the final polls came out. Meanwhile, Kentucky then beat Oklahoma and Tennessee beat Texas in their bowl games. So Tennessee has retroactively claimed 1950 as a national championship season, even though they did not finish number 1 in either of the major polls.
You have to do 2 things for me because Kyle's like, are you going to break out the voice? That would be pretty funny. All right. So you have to do 2 things for me since you love Caleb and we all love Caleb. And it's obvious by your numbers and your analytics when I was gone, you like Caleb more than me. And that's fine. Story time with Caleb. You have to like and you have to tell me how golden was that and how he knew that I think you said it was 1638 that Kentucky won a championship.
No, the year was 1950.
Oh, just 1950. Okay, thank you. If you absolutely love Caleb, hit the like button, comment about how much you love Caleb, because that was, if you get that anywhere else, I will hook you up with that John Henderson autographed helmet that we're going to give away as part of our Hooker's Corner a club that you can be a part of. Again, that is in the it is right there. It is very easy to find. You can join at any point. Any other history lessons for us today, Caleb, before people join our Patreon club?
Well, yeah, so this is 1950 is a year where I'll ask you, Dave. So 1967 is a joke. Tennessee's a joke for claiming the 1967 national title. That is laughably stupid.
I guess, okay.
But 1950, do you think they have a legitimate claim? Because the polls did come out before the postseason that year and the Army-Navy game. However, had the polls come out after the postseason, Tennessee would have been the clear-cut number one team at the end of 1950. So do you think that's fair for them to claim a national title that year because of that?
No, I think it should always be after the polls.
Well, no, but that's, you're missing my point. In 1950... Tennessee. Okay, so then you're saying they do have a right to claim 1950 as a national title, because had the polls come out after 1950, Tennessee would have been number one, consensus.
Yes, I think you should go back and do it. I really believe this, just like you should do sacks in the NFL. NFL Films has an intern that would go back and watch every single game and count sacks. Deacon Jones has more sacks than Reggie White or Michael Strahan. I'm sorry. It's a fact. Go back and count them. So I would like for somebody to go back and do that with post-bowl game rankings.
Okay, so here's why this is so interesting. If you do that, Tennessee gets the 1950 national title, but they have to give up the 1951 national title because they lost the Sugar Bowl that year. And so...
Well, that would mess up an awful lot of copy that talked about 1998, first time in 47 years, wouldn't it? There would be a book that would have to be rewritten, wouldn't there?
There would. This is why you can't do this retroactively, Dave. And by the way, just so people know, I'm going to do a shameless plug. I got a video out on the history of college football and how they crowned the national champions over the years. It's a two-parter. But they did that. The first 33 national titles from like 1869 to 1901 was done by a series of rankings by a Chicago newspaper in the 30s to retroactively do it. But here's why you can't do it with the Bulls, what you're talking about, Dave. A lot of coaches, General Nealon himself, because the bowl games didn't count, they didn't place any emphasis on the bowl game.
Right.
So you would go retroactively declare national champions, but they would say, you know, General Nealon's ghost would say, well, if I had known you guys were going to factor this for the national championship, I would have played harder for it. And so you can't really count it against me.
Kyle says it's crazy to think that they just used to claim national championships. Yeah, it'd be like being in high school. Yeah, I'd like to claim you as my girlfriend. Yep, I've got five of the most gorgeous girls in high school that I'm claiming as my girlfriend. You can go to TriStarHatsCo.com, TriStarHatsCo.com. You see it right up there. The new spring styles are out, and you can use Hooked, that's Hooked, to get 10% off on any TriStarHatsCo.com apparel. And be sure you use TriStarHatsCo.com. There are a lot of copycats out there, not with TriStarHatsCo.com. So certainly take care of them. And then, yeah, I accidentally made you go away. There, you're back. All right. So TriStarHatsCo.com. Now, do you want to put your link up there for your video that goes back in the history? I think that we could pull that out. But you've got, it always scares me. Caleb says behind the wall, he's got a hot take. Well, it's his hot take.
Well, I will put the link in a second, but I will say this. College football playoff should not be making concessions to Army Navy. They should be starting the week of the Army Navy game. I'm sorry. I don't, you guys can hate me. You can say Caleb hates the military or some stupid stuff like that.
Well, it's not that you hate the military for doing the right thing by them. It's that you hate the NCAA for not having the power to exercise that. And they don't, and they haven't in a long, long time. And by the way, Deacon Jones, in case you don't know it, will tell you that he led the NFL in sacks. If you say, was it close to Reggie White? Because it was Reggie White that held it at the time, not Michael Strahan. He'll say, it wasn't even close. And you will be a little bit scared. By the way, you can check out that YouTube video that Caleb was talking about in the link. It is awesome. You will learn stuff. Somebody said, hey, by the way, that's the smartest guy on the Talking Sports. It is. He's Caleb Calhoun. I'm window dressing. Dave Hooker, this has been a presentation of Off the Hook Sports.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.